Welcome to JD's Lab. We mix entrepreneurship with scientific method to help you reach your readers.
Well, hi there, it's Dr. John, and welcome to our JD's Lab podcast. Our aim is to help authors and writers to self-publish their works and determine their own publishing future. We help you to think like a writer, an entrepreneur, and a scientist, a powerful mix you'll find. So buckle up and listen in. I hope you enjoy our exciting new podcast with an interesting mixture also of AI and real human narrators.
Welcome to Dr. John's self-publishing lab, called JD's Lab. We help self-publishers navigate and choose the right providers and apps in their self-publishing journey in the post-manuscript period. Who is Dr. John? Dr. John is actually Dr. Jonathan Drane, who is a veteran, award-winning writer, researcher, academic and self-publisher, who is mostly known worldwide for his research and work on the growth of cities. He is called a doctor because he has a PhD and wrote a doctorate called The Seed in the Cityscape, which looked at city growth and development through the eyes of the property developer. Until then, the culture of property development was not covered well by academics or industry. This was covered in his landmark academic article called The State of Contemporary Property Development Theory. He is also known for his travel book on the Camino de Santiago, called The Way of a Thousand Arrows, which won a New South Wales Writers' Centre Award. See his book gallery for other books and keystone articles. In the academic writing culture, Dr. John created a ResearchGate group on the topic of literature mapping, which is now a recognized form of literature review and an example of one of his writing and research tools, which helps with self-publishing. Dr. John's website is called The City Whisperer. Dr. John created his own website on johndrane.net, which is now called The City Whisperer, and it focuses on how to bring dead city areas to life. He calls dead city areas dormant, like a bear hibernating in nature. johndrane.net is spelt johndrane.net. The City Whisperer was named after John watched the famous movie called The Horse Whisperer, which starred Robert Redford and Kristen Scott Thomas. Dr. John's website is also where he self-publishes his own blogs, articles, short stories, poems and books, and invites new writers to publish articles and provides tips for self-publishing. Testing scenarios. Dr. John teaches you how to test scenarios. Dr. John's lab is called JD's Lab and is just like a writer's science laboratory, where he explores different formulas or formulae and methodologies for self-publishing. As Dr. John is a veteran researcher as well as a writer, he has developed skills that allow him to analyze the best ways of getting his books and articles out there and being read. Dr. John's background is as an entrepreneur as well as a founder of a city research center called Optimum Search. The scientific method involves testing scenarios, just like mixing chemicals in a test tube to create the right formula. Sometimes they work, sometimes they just fizzle, and other times they lead to great discoveries. Mixing science and entrepreneurship with self-publishing. Mixing science with entrepreneurship in self-publishing involves the use of the minimum viable product concept, or MVP. Dr. John realized that self-publishing was not only helped by the scientific method, but is also an entrepreneurial journey, and many writers don't realize that. JD's Lab mixes these two methodologies and uses micro-pieces of writers' work to test the likely commercial response by using scientific methods and the principle of minimum viable product. MVP involves the creation of virtual prototype products that are tested prior to the creation and full investment in the product, which requires capital and investment. Self-publishing formulas. Along his journey over many years, Dr. John has tested and collected formulas and lab tools for not only creating his own books, but testing how his self-published works will gain reach with his audience. He discovered early that each writing form, such as a book, blog, article, short story, poem or essay, reaches out to people in different ways. For example, a book that tells a story that will remain with the reader for life, the poem that inspires a child to write creatively, a short story that dives into an exotic realm, an essay that compels people to change the world. Each form of writing has an alchemy which is traditionally defined as turning lead into gold. Such alchemy reaches and grabs the reader and inspires and compels them to tell others about its delights and revelations.
On-demand BYO webinars by JD Slab. An on-demand webinar workshop offering where you can bring your writer's group with you. Read more on our podcast intro page or look on johndrain.net and go to podcasts. We include our JD Slab lab kit in the webinar, which provides a strategy and pathway with links to a self-publishing future. Don't forget to answer our 3-question drop-down quiz about this podcast to get your 25% discount code that can be applied to our webinars and coaching sessions. See our podcast page on johndrain.net.
Self-publishing alchemy. Alchemy is said to turn lead into gold. Publishing alchemy is similar and involves the special interaction that your writing has with a reader that means it is like a rare gemstone that is cherished forever. A famous novel by Paolo Coelho is called The Alchemist, and if you read it, you will see its greater spiritual meaning. How we as humans leave a legacy that can transform people and the way they act. Providing pathways to other worlds. Or acting like pollinators. Dr. John notes, this is why we write. We write to reach and inspire. This comes before the desire to simply sell your book or get your book on the bestseller list. We write for one person only, our audience of one. The person who is inspired by our ideas. Our self-publishing lab kit. When we self-publish a single book, we use several tools and techniques, which is a bit similar to the artisan of old. An artisan is a skilled craft worker who makes or creates material objects, partly or entirely by hand. A hardback book of old would actually be typeset, and then the cover would be hand-bound and glued to the book pages. Though we now have amazing print-on-demand platforms like Amazon KDP and Ingram Spark, you are still required to create, format and edit your manuscript, design a cover, and make sure the technical specifications are exact. The JD Slab Lab Kit provides a review of relevant apps and a pathway template for getting your book from manuscript to production. In the production process, for all book types, from paperback to hardback to ebook, there needs to be a quality control process that guides you to the end result. JD Slab's demarcation line, post-manuscript production. The 5 stages of self-publishing include manuscript, book design, book specification, marketing, and campaign. In our research, we have found that the manuscript creation process is well serviced by providers, apps, and platforms. In fact, writers spend far more time learning how to write than learning how to self-publish in the post-manuscript production process. We concentrate on the post-manuscript period of production of your book. It relies on your manuscript being book-ready or publish-ready. We mix entrepreneurship with scientific method to help you reach your readers.
On-demand coaching session with Dr. John in 30-minute slots. An affordable deep dive into your self-publishing journey with veteran writer, researcher and entrepreneur, Dr. John Drain. Read more on our podcast intro page or look on johndrain.net and go to coaching. Don't forget to answer our three-question drop-down quiz about this podcast to get your 25% discount code that can be applied to our webinars and coaching sessions. Our podcast page on johndrain.net. Thanks for visiting JD's Lab. We mix entrepreneurship with scientific method to help you reach your readers. We would love to hear from you, and simply go to johndrain.net and to the contact form on the sidebar. Don't forget to answer our three-question drop-down quiz about this podcast to get your 25% discount code that can be applied to our webinars and coaching sessions. See our podcast page on johndrain.net.